Now, let's go back to Brexit specifically. The Labour MP in Britain, the Shadow Chancellor of the Exchequer, John McDonnell, he's been speaking this morning. He has said that Boris Johnson is clearly trying to undermine a decision by Parliament with his latest actions and that he's behaving like a spoiled child. He said that by not signing the extension letter when asking the EU for a delay, he may end up in the courts. He also defended the vote taken yesterday in Parliament, which delayed the approval to Boris Johnson withdrawal agreement. And this morning speaking, Mr. McDonnell outlined what the government needs to do now for Brexit to be done.
What I'm saying to the government is pointless bringing the meaningful vote again. We've had one debate on that. I'm not even sure the Speaker will allow it. Bring the legislation forward and let's do the real parliamentary process of scrutinising that legislation. And yes, we'll be moving amendments and see whether or not we can get some form of agreement through the House of Commons that's then acceptable.
That is John McDonnell, the Shadow Chancellor, speaking on Sky News this morning. Well, we are joined now finally this morning by our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, and by our London correspondent, Sean Whelan. To you first, Sean. The mood this morning, I suppose, after the day before. What are people saying there so far today about what are the next steps?
Well, the next steps have been outlined by the government yesterday, and Jacob Rees-Mogg stood up and said on Monday afternoon we're going to have another meaningful vote, or rather we're going to try and reintroduce the one that they'd hoped to have yesterday afternoon that they didn't have. They're going to have another run at it on Monday. But as John McDonnell was saying there, the Speaker, John Bercow, is going to rule on whether they can do that. He was rather bounced into it yesterday. You could see him thinking on his feet, quite literally, as he stood in front of his Speaker's chair and tried to explain to various members as they were asking him questions what on earth is going on, because Mr. Rees-Mogg's announcement was pretty short, pretty unexpected, done as a point of order rather than a formal tabling of a motion. And nobody's really sure, so he did what all sensible people would do in such circumstances, kicked for touch and said, I'll come back and rule on this on Monday afternoon when we reconvene. The order paper says they've set aside 90 minutes of time for this to briefly canter through a recap of what they all said yesterday at great length, and then try and have a vote unless the Speaker rules otherwise. Mm. On top of that, you've got the belt and braces approach of introducing the formal withdrawal agreement bill into the House on Tuesday.
That's the legislation underpinning the agreement.
Exactly. That's the legislation, the legislative act that is needed for the United Kingdom in its own law to withdraw from the European Union.
And is there any expectation, Sean, that that will make it through all the necessary processes before October the 31st?
Well, in theory, it can be done. It's the practice that we have to see. I mean, look, this is Brexit we're talking about here. How many deadlines have we run through on every other aspect of Brexit? The idea that you could push through one of the most consequential pieces of legislation that has been brought into this country, certainly in the last half century, possibly a longer period of time, and railroad it through both houses of parliament in jig time. Well, yeah, you could do it if you really, really had to or really, really wanted to, but you've got an awful lot of MPs, and I suspect an awful lot of peers as well, who would want to take their time, who think this is really, really important stuff and ought to be properly scrutinised by a parliament. And remember, regaining parliamentary sovereignty, which they presume they had lost by joining the European Union, was one of the touchstone issues in this campaign for Brexit, going back many decades. Yeah. So the idea that in order to get the powers of Parliament fully reinstated, you would effectively take away the powers of Parliament and just ram something through in a couple of days seems very odd indeed.
Paul,
in theory, yeah, you could do it, but is it a good idea?
Paul Cunningham here in Dublin. Do we know much about what Leo Varadkar and Boris Johnson talked about by phone yesterday evening?
No, that's a private conversation between two men. I think what you can see from the interview with Regina Doherty just a few moments ago is caution, that basically this is something which needs to be sorted out in London and Dublin shouldn't do anything which could get in the way. So when you were asking that question over the legality of the request sent by the UK to Brussels, she sidestepped it and said it seemed probable that lawyers in the UK might undertake something. She didn't give a verdict as to whether or not Ireland or by extension, Brussels should look at it. I think that in that letter from Boris Johnson, he goes on to say, or one of his three, he goes on to say that while it is open to the European Council to accede to the request mandated by the Parliament or to offer an alternative extension period, I've made it clear that further delay would damage the interests of the UK and EU. So implicitly what he's saying, it is legal. And you could see from Donald Tusk's response on Twitter, I will now start consulting EU leaders on how to react. So I think the ball is in play. But ultimately, what Dublin and Brussels is going to do is to wait to see what Boris Johnson is going to do over the coming week. And Sean was just outlining the options that are open to them. But apart from that, the Irish government is going to stand back.
Well, as far as they're concerned, it's job done, isn't it, in terms of last week?
Exactly, that they've done their bit. I mean, I think one other thing was interesting was your interview with Sammy Wilson. Now, given how Boris Johnson had backtracked on so many of the commitments that he'd given to the DUP, he wasn't screaming betrayal. He was talking about how that maybe the Prime Minister had been boxed in by a Parliament, and if there was a new election, he might be free to give a more tougher red meat Brexiteer Brexit deal. So that was interesting. Maybe possibly he was looking at the fact that Boris Johnson could be around for a very long time, and it mightn't be a smart idea to get him offside.
Okay, for now, to both of you, thank you very much indeed, Paul Cunningham and Sean Whelan. It's 3 minutes to 9.